I'm wondering if someone can tell me the time. 5 to 11. I'm sorry, what did you say? Just coming up 5 to 11?
7 minutes
too? Okay. Thank you so much. And those of you who have digital watches can tell me exactly minute, seconds, hour. And none of us would be surprised if that was the answer that I expected. Some of you might wonder, well, what time is it really? Is it a time for laughing? Is it a time for crying? Is it a time for winter? Is it a time for snow? Is it a time for dancing? Is it a time for going shopping? Always. So now you might begin to think that my notion of what time is it is a little bit different than what our watch says. And we're so accustomed, aren't we, to folks asking, do you have the time? And we're very quick to know what time it is. But I want to introduce time in a different way. I want to introduce time to you this morning as something that is framed by the way God creates. And the readings this morning offer us a different indication, a different awareness of time. It's beautiful. It's so wonderfully poetic. And God placed the lights in the sky so that we would know what time it is, what season we are in. Ecclesiastes speaks of time. Interestingly enough, these first few verses of that chapter speak of time as defined by the planet, by the earth. The wind blows when it does. And the planet, the earth, teaches us about what time it is. Time also happens in, I would say, maybe three different ways. One is time according to our watch. We know that time. But then there's, what time is it for us personally according to our spirit? And what time is it according to the season we are in? We might not feel that we are the same time as the season. We may feel that the season of our life is something different. Do we feel like we're in winter, where everything's kind of shut down? Do we feel like we're in spring, where there's all manner of potential and possibility? When we plant seeds, I often pray over the seeds I plant. I pray for their potential, for their capacity to grow and create. I'm especially praying over my tomato plants right now, that somehow they may be protected this week, because the harvest isn't quite ready. So I wonder, what season do we feel like we're in? It's a very valid question, and so important for us to consider. The third aspect of time is the actual season that we are in, marked by the sun and the moon. I particularly appreciate how the writer of Ecclesiastes speaks of how the sun goes down and then hurries to get ready to come up again the next day. Ecclesiastes offers us wisdom. That whole book is about wisdom. It's deep It's grounded. And the wisdom is this, that the earth that offers us life teaches us much about our lives and the season that we're in. So, here we are in fall. It's kind of an in-between time. Seasons are trying to make up their mind around what's going to happen. I offer this wisdom from the ancient peoples of our tradition, who maybe perhaps understood seasons a little bit different than us. Summer, for example. Summer was a very, very busy time. Summer was tending the fields, preparing for the harvest, and even perhaps harvest itself. And in the Mediterranean climates, there is often more than one crop because it's more temperate. But when I think about that and contrast how summer operates for us, we tend to think of summer as vacation time. Would that be true for the most of us? I mean, I took vacation time. So we think of summer as a slowing down. School is over. There's spaciousness to relax. We find our way to the patio. We kick back. We go camping. We take a summer pause from the work. Then we contrast that with winter. I find this interesting. The old peoples of ancient times approached winter with two things, I think. One is, we got to get all this stored up. We have to store up the crops. We have to get them safely in, and we have to have enough so that we can survive the winter. This is a very busy time. And when winter came and darkness came, they approached winter as a time to kind of sleep, to rest. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have artificial light. They had maybe a fire. But when darkness came, there's nothing else to do but put out the fire, hope they stayed warm, go to bed for the night, for the long night. So the ancient ones, they had to roll with the seasons in a very different way than our modern industrial times, if you think about it. So we think of summer as a time of relaxing. The agricultural community is busy because harvest is coming. And then when we think we should be getting ready for darkness and bed is when we start everything up. We turn all our lights on, we go back to school, and we work hard from day until night. And where's the rest? Rest. Where's rest? Do we know how to do rest? Over the next few weeks, Susan and I want to take some time with you to explore the seasons, the spiritual lives that we each live that are framed by the metaphor of seasons, to explore the season that we are living in now, and what does that have to say and teach us. We would like to suggest that the earth that offers us life holds great wisdom in our tradition to help us address the very challenges and places of solace that come to us throughout our lives. It may feel like we are in the deepest, darkest winter with no foreseeable end to the suffering. And yet the earth teaches us that this too shall pass, that the spring will come, that the seasons turn from one to the other. And from that we have some awareness that all that is right now shall not always be the way it is. If we pause in the next little while and sit with where we are, the season that we feel like we are in, and the season that surrounds us outdoors, our intention for all of us as a community this fall, moving through to the end of November, is to explore what is summer? What is fall? What is winter? What is spring? And how does the earth teach us to live, to move, and to have our being in all of creation? For in this there is great and deep wisdom. It is framed by our scriptures, proclaimed by the sages, the wise ones throughout all time. It was lived by Jesus, and it is taught by the wisdom of our tradition. It is experienced in the beauty of community. And so this is our invitation. What time is it? What time is it? We'll spend the next few weeks together exploring that as a community of faith, giving thanks, giving praise for God's wise gift of creation. Because we know, as do the ancient ones, that the wisdom of God is revealed within and all around. Our job now is to discern, to see, to notice, and to ask, what time is it?